From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Tuesday, August 2nd. Coming up, Republican Darren Bailey is laboring to unify his party and raise money for his bid to unseat Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker this fall. We'll learn more about his efforts from Dave McKinney in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker has declared monkeypox a public health emergency and Illinois a disaster area regarding the virus. The governor's declaration yesterday allows the Illinois Department of Public Health to use resources to respond to monkeypox, including the distribution of vaccines. A news release from Pritzker's office says Illinois has 520 cases of confirmed or presumptive monkeypox. That's the third most in the U.S. Meanwhile, updated COVID booster shots will be available in early September, right around the start of cold and flu season. These Pfizer and Moderna boosters will target Omicron subvariants. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Mia Termina told WBEZ's Reset that there will be new variants, and Illinois is already seeing one called BA2.75.
They're going to start to come. They should start to come slower. We're not necessarily going to get the big gun that is going to, you know, really cause a major wave every few months.
The U.S. government is planning to buy millions of booster doses for this fall. Termina says everyone 5 years old and up should plan on a third booster. And she advises older individuals to get the latest boosters starting next month. A group of therapists focused on healing those involved in gun violence in Champaign County has money to expand. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Last month, Champaign County set aside about $90,000 in COVID relief for Ready, Set, Go. Regina Parnell is the group's executive director. She says she plans to use that money to hire 3 to 4 social workers to provide ongoing therapy to 30 people impacted by gun violence in Champaign County for 1 year.
So helping that mom deal with the loss of her child, helping those siblings deal with the fact that they've lost a sibling, and not to go back out into the community to retaliate. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do it the holistic way.
Parnell says victims, perpetrators, and service workers all need mental health care in order to stop the cycle of community violence. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District is cutting back on certain COVID-19 services due to an end in money earmarked for those programs. The Public Health District released a statement on the end in services yesterday. The district will no longer reach out to people who test positive for COVID-19 starting August 15th. The district will also stop providing hotel rooms or food for people who need to isolate. Julie Pride is the district's public health administrator. She says these programs have stopped being useful and the funding for them is running out. Pride says the change does not mean the spread of COVID-19 has ended in Champaign County. Instead, the health district is relying on residents to use the tools they already know work, like getting vaccinated. County residents can still get vaccinated through the health district. More information is on the CUPHD website. Thunderstorms and heavy rain have caused flooding to our south this morning. The National Weather Service has issued a series of flash flood warnings, including one for southwestern Coles County until 8:45 this morning. Further south, the National Weather Service estimates that between 8 and 10 inches of rain have fallen around the towns of Newton and Olney. The Illinois Department of Transportation says Illinois Route 130 between those two towns has been closed because of high water. Still to come, Republican candidate for Governor Darren Bailey is having trouble getting endorsements and money from key figures in his party. That story from Dave McKinney is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem, with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. One of Republican Darren Bailey's first jobs coming out of a divisive gubernatorial primary has been unifying his party. But as Dave McKinney found, there are some in the GOP still not on board.
A month ago, Bailey was in downstate Effingham, basking in an upset primary win and thanking his 5 GOP gubernatorial opponents by name for a hard-fought race.
I've heard from a few of them already, and they have pledged to unite with us to fire Pritzker. Now is the time to unite and move forward, and we will do that, friends.
But one of Bailey's top primary rivals, Aurora Mayor Richard Ervin, has not given a full endorsement of Bailey, at least not yet. Ervin was seen as the establishment Republican candidate, and he had a staggering $50 million from hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin, yet still managed to lose badly in the GOP primary. Bailey's win dealt a blow to the establishment that backed Ervin, people like House Republican leader Jim Durkin, DuPage County Board Chairman Dan Cronin, and Chicago businessman Ron Gidwitz. A WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times survey of Ervin's earliest supporters found that Bailey is laboring to bring some of them, like Gidwitz, into the fold.
Quite frankly, I've never met Senator Bailey, so that's an issue. I generally don't support people I don't know.
Gidwitz is a guy every Illinois Republican should want to know. He was Donald Trump's Illinois finance chair in the 2020 campaign. He's playing a key role in helping Republicans try to retake the U.S. Senate. And Gidwitz gave more than $100,000 himself to Ervin. While we're on the subject of big money, Griffin, once the most prized GOP donor in Illinois, says he plans to have nothing to do with Bailey this fall. Griffin believes Ervin stood the best chance of beating Pritzker. Here's Gidwitz again.
We had a plan with Ken Griffin. I was quite confident that with Ken's help and with the help of other more traditional donors to the Republican Party in Illinois, we could raise the necessary money to be competitive with J.B. Pritzker. Obviously, that strategy is gone, given that Richard Ervin unfortunately didn't win.
As of June 30th, Bailey reported having just under $364,000 in his campaign fund, a minuscule amount for a race against a self-funding billionaire like Pritzker. Since the primary, there's been no new direct money for Bailey from his chief benefactor, GOP megadonor Richard Uihlein. Instead, Uihlein has given $20 million to a political action committee that has hit Pritzker in some ads. But Bailey doesn't control how that money is spent and hasn't been featured in the committee's latest advertising. And Bailey's been dark on Chicago television during the past month, while Pritzker has been airing ads nonstop.
So now the question is, what's Darren Bailey's strategy? How's he going to come up with $100 million to compete?
Bailey's camp insists it's in a strong position with Republicans around the state and that the party is coalescing around his efforts to defeat Pritzker. Downstate, some Ervin supporters have come around to Bailey, like Kankakee County Treasurer Nick Africano, chairman of his county's Republican organization.
I don't think it benefits anybody for people to eat their own. He's the winner by a large margin. And he's our candidate, so we're on board.
But Africano says Bailey must unify the party, and that includes persuading Ervin backers to join his cause.
Strictly politically speaking, if he can't draw in many of those names, they don't have a shot. Clearly, to win, it's got to be an all-hands-on-deck situation.
In 2018, Pritzker beat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner by nearly 16 percentage points. Without more money and more political friends, there are some Republicans worried that Bailey could face a similar fate, or worse. This is Dave McKinney.
The Chicago Sun-Times' Tina Spondellis contributed reporting to this story. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see a thunderstorm pop up today, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high of 90 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mark Levine, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.